Well, sweetie, I know it can be hard to understand why. Because you're curious. But there's a good reason for it, and that's to keep the system moving in a peaceful, productive manner, because they are not productive, and they are far from peaceful if they're not dealt with. Okay, if they keep those parts, they're destructive and violent. You know, a long time ago, they used to force themselves on people like us. Yes, other women. Yes. I know it's unthinkable. It's unconscionable. I understand that. But that's what happened. And it happened a lot. Okay, so to help you understand, I'm going to explain why. Okay? It's to keep you safe. Alright? And that's why they go to the camps, the ones that go for milking. That's where we get our babies from. We milk them because that's the only good they can do with those parts. And not even they can do the good. We have to do it for them because they are pathetic and don't have any capacity to control or value their own sperm and their creation of the product of semen. Alright? Of course you want to know how. Well, we have a system that keeps them suspended. They are maintained within a rig that holds their legs apart and holds their bodies up and erect. They're fed liquid diet. No, they don't need to. Don't worry about that. They don't need to eat like us. They don't really deserve to. They're just there to be milked. And that means nutrition is all that's needed. Nothing more. Don't worry about the value of their life in that state, okay? It's very sweet for you to wonder, but trust that this is for the best. Okay, sweet girl. So, there's a device, and it latches onto their area 5 times a day. That gives them adequate time to produce more. Well, yes, you see, it's about quality, not quantity. Your quantity, not quality, sorry. So, it moves back and forth upon their person, and there's also a portion that goes up into their rectum, and it stimulates the prostate glands, because that helps produce maximum output for the juice that we need. The baby juice. That's right. So, it is a lubricated system, and it plunges into their rectum at the same pace that it is suction cupped over their penis. Ugh, it's just such a dirty word, isn't it? Disgusting. What pointless things. And so it, you know, makes them release the baby making concoction. It's then collected and utilized, analyzed. Well, of course. How long does it take? Well, some of them can take half an hour, some of them can take an hour, some of them take a couple of minutes. It just depends, I suppose. I don't know what it depends on. No, it's not supposed to feel good for them like it does for us. We're just trying to get them to produce what we need. So what happens to the ones that aren't farmed? Well, they are castrated shortly after birth. Yes, that means they have their testes and their penises are surgically removed and thrown down the garbage chute. Well, that leads to the incinerator, which we run twice a week. Yes. I know it's curious to hear about them, but they're just laborers, and some of them are good enough to serve the purpose of making more baby chews. It is a privilege, isn't it? Yeah, they should be honored. But they're probably too stupid to know what honored even is, sweetie. What happens when we're done with them? Well, you just get, gagged, and the same robotics that milk their semen from their penises is the one that slices off the penis and both testicles, and it then grinds them up into a puree of sorts, and it cauterizes their wound. Well, they are, how do they pee? Well, there's a tube that's put in as it's cauterized, so they can pee through that. They get the honor of standing to sit like us, maybe. But, again, they wouldn't know what that means, would they? Dangerous animals is all they are. You want to hear more about the robot that milks them? Well, it's got a replication system that is molded after our own vaginas, because we have found through trial and error that produces optimum results in the quickest time frame possible. Well, yes, our pussies do feel very good. That's why we utilize these cyborg robots. So that, Yes, of course they're cyborgs, honey. Why would we use anything else? Again, we found that cyborgs produce optimum output because they look and feel realistic. And because they're just barbaric animals, that's the only thing that really works for them. As they see a pair of tits and a vagina spread out before them, bend over, and it plows into them. Yep. Well, the system puts them, generally, my understanding is that the rig that they're attached to puts them horizontal, so that the cyborg has to exert less energy to optimize the flow of the semen. Yes, it's a self-lubricating system. Well, the probe that goes into their rectum comes out of hers, and it has a bulb that inflates once it reaches the prostate to push into it to produce the desirable results. I know, it's completely barbaric, but it's what works because they are just animals after all. Our animal laborers. I'm sorry, they give me the TBTBs. Well, no, we don't use pain pills for them. There's no medication. Why would there be? They don't feel things like we do. We're not going to waste resources like that on a bunch of dumb animals. Mm-mm. Well, you know, the ones that aren't optimized for sperm production, they just, you know, they're why we have well-kept buildings and renewable electricity. We just use their manual power. It's quite ingenious, isn't it? Well, go to sleep. You need your rest. We've got a lot to do tomorrow.